Hello, is that person?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. This is Matt Wilson from eBay Antifraud Department. How can I help you?
The call came through to me.
Okay.
I got a call from you.
All right, madam. I do believe that you got any automatically voicemail from the beginning of the call about any purchase.
I'm sorry, I didn't do anything. What are you talking about? Like, I got a phone call from you.
Yeah, you got a phone call from us, from eBay Secure Server, and I don't believe you got any kind of voice message from the beginning of the call, like any automated voicemail. Did you hear the voicemail from eBay?
Yeah, but I didn't understand it. It's just something about $299.
Yeah. So, do you do online shopping with eBay or not?
I'm a seller.
Sorry?
I'm a seller on eBay.
Alright. So, the thing is that, madam, like, we found your eBay account has been compromised by some other people. So, they are trying to buy an iTunes gift card for $299. So we are just
trying to buy. Oh, so someone's trying to use my account to buy something?
Yes. So do you want to cancel this order so that we can help you out?
Yes, please.
Okay. So what you need to do first, you need to connect with our eBay Secure Server to the line digit cancellation code. Once you can see that code, let me know so that we can going to cancel your fraudulent order. And once, like, we can cancel this order, you get a refund. Sorry?
So what do I have to do, sorry? Do I have to go into my eBay account?
No, you no need to log into your eBay account. You just tell me, like, do you have any computer or any mobile phone?
Yeah.
Which one, madam?
I've got both.
Okay, just open up the computer.
Yep.
All right, and I do believe it's a Windows one.
So.
Yeah. Now. No. Just go to your Google Chrome browser. Open up your Google.
This doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? I don't understand. Like,
yeah. Sorry.
Somebody's trying to buy something on my account. Is that right?
Yes. So we are just going to helping you to cancel the transaction and block all those people who misuse your eBay account, madam. So you don't need to log into your eBay account, because if you open up your eBay, that point of time, someone are trying to purchasing any other kind of products. Like, as you know that your eBay account has been compromised by some other people, so you don't need to log into your eBay account. We have another solution to cancel the order. Like, we have another platform. So you have to open up your Google Chrome browser on your
Google
computer.
Chrome. Yeah. Just a minute. How did you know it was compromised?
Like, we can see our server. Your number has been registered in our database. 43937575.
Right.
And from the past few days, we are receiving some unwanted errors and some encrypted files, which has been made by some other people into your eBay account. So that is the main thing. We are just getting the call just to confirm that if we don't make the transaction, that means, Yeah.
I'm in Google Chrome now.
Okay. Now just go to the search panel and type over there
www.anydesk.
It should be A N Y.
Pardon? It's not working, sorry. My computer's not working.
Okay, your computer is not working? No worries. You just be handy your phone and tell me which kind of cell phone you're using.
Just a minute, I'll just see if I can get this to work. It's easier on here.
I didn't catch your voice. Can you please speak in louder?
I'll just say it again.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll just download.
Now, Anydesk, A N Y.
A N Y.
D E.
D E.
S K.
S K, yes.
.com.
.com.
Now, press the enter button from your keyboard.
Yes.
What are the results comes up on your screen, madam?
So I've got Anydesk access now and download.
Yeah. Just click on download now, and once you click on download now, look at the left hand side bottom corner on your page. You can see any file comes up like it, any something kind of loading like anydesk.exe. Do you see that anydesk.exe comes up?
Yes.
Okay, just once it's done, just double click on that file and open it up. I'm sorry?
I'm just opening it now.
Okay, no problem. Take your time.
Yep, so I've got
Yeah, did you see any 9-digit number over there?
Yep.
Okay, that is your ID number. You just tell me the number one by one.
539.
Yes.
946.
Yeah.
883.
Okay, 539. After that, 846.
No, not 946.
Okay, can you please repeat once again? 539.
Yes. So 539 946.
883. Okay, and beside the number, can you see any lock option with black color? Small lock option.
Okay, press on that one.
Yeah, click on that.
Yep, and now I have to open
it up. Yeah. You have to set the password, which I am telling you, it should be secure. S for Sam.
Yes.
And all should be lowercase. Alright, don't give any space. Type there S E C U R E.
Yes.
Secure 321.
321, yes.
Okay, and type the confirm password. Do you see the confirm password option?
Say that again.
Yeah. Just type the same password as you did before.
And then apply.
Yeah. Hit on apply.
Okay.
All right. Okay. What can you see on your screen after click on apply?
Interactive. It's got settings and everything. Interactive access.
Okay. Not click anywhere, just stay on the line. Yeah. We are just activate the ID. stuff?
How did you know it was other
All
people?
Right. Like we received some unwanted errors and some encrypted files from the past few days from your eBay account. Okay.
Okay.
Alright, just stay on that page, madam. Now, I'm going to transfer the call to my senior supervisor on the floor. He will guide you better.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, thanks for holding the line, madam. My name is Harry. I'm the level 5 technician over here. So how are you doing today?
Good. And you're at eBay?
Yes, I'm at the eBay anti-fraud department. All right.
Okay.
So, madam, first of all, could you confirm me, did you understand what's going on, ma'am?
Well, apparently other people have been trying to use my account to buy things.
Yes, exactly, ma'am. Like, I will explain you, ma'am. Like, ma'am, whenever you go online and use your internet, like online shopping, checking emails, online activities, like, ma'am, you can visit any websites.
Yeah.
And that point of time, some pop-up ads comes up from Google, like you can cash, book your flight, install the antivirus. You can visit any website and that point of time you got some ads. And you can click any by mistake, any of the ads. And that point of time, like someone access your IP address. And
okay.
The IP address means is internet protocol address. And ma'am, you, like your old information is also connected with your IP. Like you can use your eBay account and like other shopping account, your online banking, checking emails, each and everything, ma'am, you can check on the internet, right?
Yeah.
So that's why your old information, it's also connected with your IP address. That's why someone gets your old information. So I was showing you who can like use your IP without your knowledge and without your permission, all right?
So they could get my banking details?
Sorry?
That would be how you get my banking details?
I think so, ma'am. Someone gets you all the information, right? So I was showing you each and everything in front of your eyes that is better understand what's going on, all right? So, madam, first of all, could you confirm me, like, what can you see on your computer screen right now?
It's got interactive access.
All right. Minimize the page.
Yes.
Come back to normal screen where you can see your wallpaper.
So I'm just back to all platforms or devices.
All right. You can see on the top, like left hand side, top, any like a plus sign, like a new tab. Open up the new tab.
New tab.
Yes.
A plus sign.
The plus sign.
Is it at the top?
Yes, at the top. You can see any plus sign, small plus.
No.
Tom? Okay. Okay. You can see any, like, search panel on top?
This is above the website.
Yes, the website. And above that, you can see the plus? Any cross, plus?
No.
Okay, do one thing, madam. Close the...
Oh, the plus for a new... For a
yeah.
New
tab,
yeah.
Right.
New tab, do that. I open that.
Right, click on that.
Yep.
And you can see any like a Google search panel? The
yep.
New page came up? Right. And you can see any like cursor blinking on the top, the search in the search panel?
Yeah.
Because yes. So type over there, M as in mother,
in
Y case. As in doesn't matter.
Oh,
but then Y. Y as in yellow.
Yes. Yes.
Then give it space.
Yes.
Number one.
One.
T as in papa.
T. Yes.
Then address, location, then give a space, CA.
Oh, do I write address?
Yeah, no, you need to put over there, address, location, then give a space, CA.
Oh.
C as in customer, A as in atelier.
Very funny to come up, address, location, do I press on that?
Yes, yes.
You got that?
And you can see what is any option come up on your screen right now. You can see what is my IP
address
location. Yes, click on that.
Yeah.
Okay. So what you got on your screen?
I've got that. A number?
Alright. So you can see the number like 45.63.24.106, right?
Yes. Yes.
Alright. And below anything written, in the red? Below the number, ma'am. Below the number.
Oh, it says your ID. The online activity can be seen by your, is that it or?
Yes, yes, that's one. Okay, can you read for me? What can you see?
It says Australia, New South Wales, Sydney.
No. Can you read it for me? What can you see? Below the number?
Under the number, it says your online activity can be seen by your internet provider, service provider, and anyone else spying on your connection.
Yes. Did you mean like spying? Did you mean all that? Spy? Like someone access your IP address, ma'am, and get your all information. All right?
Yes.
Someone. Without your knowledge about you. Yeah, and below that, you can see any internet service provider, my IP address location. Scroll down a little bit, ma'am.
Yeah, it is Chupa LLC.
Yes, call down a little bit. Okay,
yeah,
you can see hide my IP. You can see any hide there. Click on that.
I do that button.
You click on that.
Yes.
What you got? Anything got?
Get your online security package.
Okay. So, open up a new tab, ma'am. I want to show you the hacker location. I can see on my server right now, the hacker location, it's Mountain View, California from U.S. So, do you know any person from Mountain View, California, ma'am?
No.
All right. So, you can see the search panel. Like search Google or type URL. You got anything?
Yes.
So, put over there. Once again, my 1P address location, then give a space, CA, C as in Charlie, A as in Australia.
My
1P, then give a space,
and then
the number one,
address protection,
then give a space, CA,
yes.
C as in Charlie, A as in Apple.
Oh, for California.
Yes. Not a California, only for CA. You need to put
CA.
On that. Yes, and hit the enter from your keyboard.
Enter.
Then what key code? What come up?
Just IP address details.
All right. Ma'am, the IP address means it's internet protocol address, right? So remember I'm telling you, like someone misuse your IP, from Mountain View, California, from U.S.?
Yeah.
Yes. So you got, IP address details, like 66.249.64.229. That is your personal IP address, all right?
Okay, yeah.
That's your personal, that is registered under your name and under your details. And before this IP address, starting with 45, that is a hacker IP. All right? The hacker IP location. And you can see the location, like your live location you can see right now, the Mountain View, California from U.S. Ma'am, you belong from Australia, but you can see on your screen right now, like Google showing you your live location, it's Mountain View, California. That is mean, it is a hacker location, none of your location. All right?
Yes.
And you can see the host name. Yes, exactly. You can see the host name. I believe it's none of your, like, any nickname or anything.
No.
Yes. That is the hacker details, right? And beside your IP address on the googlebot.com, you are using right now www.google.com.au. You're using right now. But you can see the googlebot.com. This website, ma'am, created by a hacker for the hacking purpose, all right? And you can see, like, a device type, like mobile Android.
Device,
you can see that?
Mobile Android, yes.
Yes.
And I know I have an Android.
Yes, you have an Android mobile phone.
Yes.
Okay. So that's right. That's right. You can see, like, your IP address is connected with the mobile Android, all right? So, madam, could you confirm me? Do one thing, madam. Please be hand with your mobile phone, all right? So, actually tell me, your IP, like your mobile phone and your computer, is connected with, like, the same internet? That's right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So, do one thing, madam. Look on your mobile phone, right?
Actually, I don't know because I don't think my phone has the same.
Okay.
I don't know if the time is I don't know. I'm not sure if my phone has its own internet and then my computer has
connect with your Wi-Fi. Connect with your Wi-Fi at first. Connect with your Wi-Fi.
Oh, I'm on the computer, Wi-Fi.
Yeah, connect with your Wi-Fi. Connect with your Wi-Fi with your mobile phone, all right?
Oh, on my mobile phone, sorry.
Yes, on not your computer, all right?
Okay, I just have to do that.
So do one thing, madam, at first. Leave your computer, like close each and everything and come back to your home screen where you can see your wallpaper, all right? And focus on your mobile.
Mobile phone, okay. So.
Yes, exactly, darling.
I need to go into... settings, and connection, Wi-Fi, connect to Wi-Fi. Do I just go connect to Wi-Fi network?
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So look on your mobile screen, all right? You can see my number or anything like a speaker. Click on the speaker and come back to your home screen where you can see your wallpaper. All right?
I'm confused. So I'm on my screen and I've got to click on...
The speaker. Speaker, add call, Bluetooth. You can see that? Click on the speaker and come back. Your home screen, where you can see your wallpaper. Like, go back to your home screen, where you can see, like, your wallpaper or, like, a lot of applications. So find out the application, the name, it's Play Store.
Okay, so I'm back at the start of my home screen.
All right, and find out the application, the Play Store. I'm providing you the same application because, ma'am, this application created by Anti-Fraud Department of eBay, all right, provided by Australian government, all right? So find out the application. The name is Play Store, P-L-A-Y, Play Store, S-T-O-R-E.
Oh, Play Store. It's
very powerful. Yes, exactly.
Okay. Play Store.
And look on your screen. Look on the screen on the top. Like you can see anything search panel. Like you turn over the search for apps and games.
Yes. What do I search for?
Right. Click on that.
Yep.
And type it over there. ANYDESK, AnyDesk. Type it over there.
Yes, got that, and then click on that.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I have to install it.
Search? Yes, install the application. The AnyDesk from the Excel software.
Yep, that's just installing now, I think. Still installing.
Right, it's a proper intent to come up.
Oh, now it's saying install. Do I have to push install?
Yes, click on install at first.
It says plug in point mobile one, is that right?
Yes, click on that. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, click on okay.
It's still, yeah, it's just downloading, I think.
All right, take your time. Take your time.
Just going out. I thought, no, I think it might be installed. I've got it installed. Do I just go into that now?
Yes, click on install.
It's been installed. Okay. ALMS Ages. It says.
All right. So, what you got right now, ma'am?
Plugin available. Okay.
Yes, click on OK. Click on OK.
That's a tutorial. You can...
Yes. Follow the circle, ma'am. Follow the circle. Then you get to see the number. All right?
Oh, in the circle? Oh.
Yes.
Click on the circle. What do you want to do with
that? Yes. Follow the circle, ma'am. Follow the circle.
You have, here you can see if you can explain. Yes. So I've got a number. Your
yes,
address.
You got the number, right.
Yes.
So please can call me the number, ma'am, slowly. Sorry?
Do I press the circle again?
Yes, press the circle again.
Okay. I have to enter the...
No, you can see the number, the cancellation code number. Just confirm
yes.
me that. Just confirm me that.
It's 886-591.
886-591.
514.
514. Okay, I want to repeat this number. It's 886-591-514. Is it right?
Yes.
All right. And below the number, ma'am, below the number, you can see anything small written like a set password?
Yes.
Click on the set password.
Yes.
And scroll down a little bit, then you get to see any option come up like a permission profiles. The permission profiles.
Yes.
Scroll down a little bit. Okay, you got the permission profile? No, scroll down. Scroll down
yeah.
a little bit. Then you get to
yeah.
see permission profiles.
Yeah, I've got permission.
No, permission profile.
Permission profiles, yes, and I press on that.
Right, yes, press on that.
Yeah, and then, yeah, I've got a lot of...
Okay, then what you got? You got like a like any option, default, screen sharing, full access.
Oh, yeah, I've got all those.
Yes. Click on the unattended access.
Yep.
click on the unattended access.
Yes.
And you can see like enable unattended access and a checkbox come up.
Yes.
Yes. Click on that. Click on that.
Yes. And then it says
password. Yes. You can see like any asking some password.
Yes.
Yes. Put the same password. Secure 321. All should be lowercase, and don't need to use any space between the password. All right. All should be lowercase. Like S as in sugar, E as in echo, C as in Charlie. Yes. Secure 321. Then click on open.
And now I get a permission profile page.
Okay. So give me 1 second, darling. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. Okay, the number is 88659 1514, right? Then you get to see like any start now, any option, and let me know. All right, ma'am?
Okay.
All right, stay on the page, right? Don't touch your device. What you got? Do you remember you go, what did you type on the search panel?